So let's review. Sagt the Mishnah, Arba Achen Nisuin Arba Nashim. There were six brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Naphtali, Asher. Four of them, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, were married to four unrelated women, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, B'mesu. And Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda passed away. Imratza HaGodosh Abahem Liyab Meskulan, Hershus B'yaday. Their oldest surviving brother is allowed to be Miyam all four wives. Each one requires Yibmor Chalitza because they're coming from different husbands. The Gemara asks, Vishavkile, do we allow him to do so? Vatanya, Vikarle Zikne Iroi Vidabri Love, Va'amad Va'amar Le Chafatzi Le Kachta. We learn from Vidabri Love that they advise the Yavma what to do. Imhayu hu yelled Vihizikena, hu zakin Vihiyalalda. We tell him, Malachai Yitzel Yalda, Malachai Yitzel Zikena. So too in our case, Bezdin would advise him not to marry four wives, because the cost to support them is very great. The Gemara answers, the Efshalei. This is a case where the Yavam is able to support all four wives. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah gives an example of four Yavamas, and not more, because Eitzah Tayva Kamash Malan, Ki Heicha Dinemtaya Oina B'chaydash. The Mishnah continues, Mir Shahayu Nasi L'shtei Nashim. In the case where Reuven Shimon were brothers, Reuven was married to two unrelated women, Rachel Valeya Vemes, and Reuven passed away. By Shimon being miyabim or doing chalitza with either wife, the other wife is released, and actually Shimon is only allowed to do yibim or chalitza with one wife. The Gemara asks four questions. V'niyabim l'tavayu. Let Shimon be miyabim both Rachel Valeya. The Gemara answers that the pasuk says, he may only do Yibum with one wife. Let Shimon do Chalitza with both Rachel and Leah. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, he may only do Chalitza with one wife. Let Shimon do Yibum with one of them and Chalitza with the other. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, im lo yach boitz. Only when he has the option of Yibim and chooses not to do Yibim does he do Chalitza. However, in our case, since he may not do Yibim with the second one, he may not do Chalitza either. Let us say that when there is one Yivama and one Bai is to be built, then there is a mitzvah of Yibim Chalitza. But when there are two or more Yavamas, there is no mitzvah of Yibim at all. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says, Vim leyachbetze ish lekachas is Yavimtoi, ve'also Yavimtoi ha'sha'ar. The word Yavimtoi is mentioned twice to teach us that Yibim Chalitz apply even when there are multiple Yavamas. The Mishnah concludes, Ha'isa'achas kesher v'achas pesula. If Rachel was already pasul kohuna and Leah was not pasul kohuna, im ha'yachaylitz chaylitz lepsula. If Shimon wants to do Chalitza, which would render her pasul l'kohuna, he should do Chalitza with Rachel, who is already pasul l'kohuna. And if he wants to do Yibim, he may do so even with Leah. The Gemara explains, Am Rabbi Yosef, Kanshan Rabbi, Le'yishbech Adam Me'beiroi V'achirim Tzrich Lehem. From this, Rabbi taught a general lesson. A person should not pour out the water of his pit when others need it. In other words, although one has no need for something, he should not ruin it if others can use it. The Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off with three cases where a person married a woman forbidden to him. Zok the Mishnah, Hamachzik Rishase. The case is, Reuven was married to Rachel, divorced her, and she then married Shimon. Later on, Shimon either passed away or divorced Rachel, and Reuven remarried her. Or, V'anoisi Chalotzase. If Reuven did Chalitza with Rachel and then married her, or Vanoisi Krevas Chalotzase. If Reuven did Chalitza with Leah and then married her sister Rachel, Yoitzi Vahavlad Mamzer, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. In all the above cases, Reuven must divorce Rachel and the child is a Mamzer because, as the Gemara will explain, they are all Chiv Alavin and Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Mamzer Mechiv Alavin. Vachacham Aimim Ein Avlad Mamzer. In these cases, the child is not a Mamzer because Acham hold a Mamzer Mechiv Alavin. However, Umoidim Benoise Krevus Grishasai Shavlad Mamzer. Acham agree that if Reuven divorced Leah and married her sister Rachel, that the child is a Mamzer because Krevus Grishasai is Chiv increases and Yeshmam is Rebbechiva Krisis. The Gemara explains, Machzeg Yerushasa is clearly a lav. As the Pasuk says, Lo yuchal ba la harishon asher shelcha loshav lekachta. Noisech halotzasa is also a lav. As the Pasuk says, Asher leyivne, kimish leyibana shuv leyivne. Once he did not take her in Yibim, he cannot take her in marriage. However, Noisech krevis halotzasa is actually a machlaikis. Rebbe in the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph holds that it's merely asim drabanan. However, Rebbe Kiva in our Mishnah holds that it is a lav, derived from the Pasuk, Beis Chalutz HaNol, HaKosev Karei Beis. The Torah calls the Chalutza Beis, which means his wife, and therefore if a person marries the relative of his Chalutza, he transgressed a lav according to Rebbe Kiva. As part of this discussion regarding when a child is a mamzer and us love a bakal, forbidden to marry into the congregation of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara cites the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Tes, in which there are three opinions. Kiva holds, Yesh mamzer mechiva lavin. Shema Timni and the Chacham hold, Ein mamzer mechiva lavin, but Yesh mamzer mechiva krisis. Shua holds, Ein mamzer mechiva krisis, because Ein mamzer ele mechiva misbezin. Related to this machlek is Amrav Yosef, Amrav Shimon, Barabi, Hakal moidim amachzik rishasai, Shavlad pogum lakuna. As Rashi explains, V'miyol debas psul lakuna kechalala. When a person remarries his divorced wife, the daughter born from this marriage may not marry a kohen. The Gemara first understands Hakol Moedim as referring to Reb Shimon HaTimni. Nehi de mamzer lehava, pogum mehava. Even though the child is not a mamzer because Reb Shimon HaTimni holds ein mamzer b'chiv alavim, and mamzer g'rishas is only an isolav, nevertheless, the child is a pogum and may not marry a kohen. Why not? We would derive it from Amon l'kohen gadol via a kal v'chomer. Uma Amon l'kohen gadol. If an Amon l'kohen gadol, which does not apply to all, only to the kohen gadol, the child is pogum, zu she'isur shav ba'koil in a din she'bino pogum, mazal gerushasi, which does apply to all, the child should certainly be pogum. However, the Gemara rejects this. Mal amona she'kini atzma mischalelas. This marriage also disqualifies the amona from marrying any kohen in the event the kohen gadol dies, therefore it makes the child a pogum. But in the case of Machzik Rishasa, she is not he atzma mischaleles. This marriage does not disqualify her from anything, as Rashi points out. She was already pasul kahuna from the first gerushin. Therefore, perhaps the child is not pogum. The Gemara says we must change the teaching of Rav Yosef to say Hakol Moedim bevo alchi v'krisis shavlad pogum. Hakol Moedim refers to Rav Yeshua. Nehi de mamzer lehava pogum mehava. Even though the child is not a mamzer. Because Rabbi Shua holds ein mamzer el mechiva misid bezdin, but a child from an issekaris is not a mamzer. Nevertheless, the child is a pogum and may not marry kohen. We would derive it from amal lekohen gadol via kavochem as before, and as the Gemara points out, now we cannot reject the kavochem with mal amona shekini hatzma mischalalas, because achanami kivin shebala asa zayna. A forbidden union of chiva krisis renders her a zayna and pasul kohuna. Therefore, b'nai pogum, as in the case of Amana l'kohen gadol. The Gemara earlier pointed out that a zayna only becomes pasul l'kohuna, but not pasul l'kohula, mishum de zanya ipsul l'kal. Rashi also points out that in the case of machzik rishasai, if she's a bas kohen, she does not become pasul l'tshuma, because as the Gemara later on Daf Samach Tes says, that for the disqualification of nivela l'pasula, zar etzla mi'ikar b'inan. It's only from a forbidden union of a man who is asadar before her first marriage to him. This discussion continues on the next daf.